Reserve Bank governors warned the fallout from the Financial Services Royal Commission might make it harder for some Australians to get a home loan. That's even though the RBA seems unlikely to lift the official cash rate anytime soon. With more, I'm joined by senior business correspondent Peter Ryan. Peter, good morning. The big banks are under pressure over their culture from the Royal Commission, but households, it seems, might end up paying the price.
Yes, Sabra, the Reserve Bank left its cash rate on hold yesterday at the historic low of 1.5%. No surprise there, although RBA Governor Dr. Philip Lowe has warned repeatedly that the next move will almost certainly be up, and after that, rate rises will be gradual. But given the revelations from the Royal Commission, fees for no service, brokers and applicants faking mortgage documents, we're already seeing banks forced to tighten up their lending standards. That means some applicants might see their loan applications knocked back, given cases of fraud or corners being cut in the rush for commissions. Also, interest rates are rising in the United States. That means Australia's banks are paying more to raise funds. But speaking last night in Adelaide, Dr. Lowe made the point that because of the Royal Commission, households might soon find it harder to get a loan.
We also discussed the potential for some tightening in financial conditions in Australia over the next little while. In the United States, the cost of US dollar funding has increased, and this increase is now flowing through into higher money market rates in Australia. It's also possible that lending standards in Australia will be tightened further in the context of the current high level of public scrutiny on the banking industry. So we're going to continue to watch these issues very carefully. Even if we have not changed interest rates for 21 months, we have a lot on our plate. We certainly feel we do.
That's Reserve Bank Governor Dr. Philip Lowe speaking in Adelaide last night. And Peter, given the high cost of sourcing global funds, would the big banks dare to raise interest rates while the Royal Commission is still underway?
Well, that would be seen as quite a courageous move by banks, especially given APRA's scathing comments on the Commonwealth Bank yesterday, widespread complacency, dulled senses, unclear accountabilities. Although some lenders have been gently tapping certain rates higher in the background, and the ANZ's Chief Executive Shayne Elliott has warned shareholders that tighter lending standards might mean slower loan growth in the future. But with many households and investors leveraged to the hilt, concerns are growing that when rates do rise one way or the other, households might have trouble servicing higher repayments.
The ABC senior business correspondent Peter Ryan.